am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, December 27, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And evidence of that, I think, is that Huffington Post thinks that Kerry Lake is not safe for work, but they have no problem playing other things. We're back to that. You know, we were doing the Christmas thing, and I hope you had a great Christmas and you were able to gather with family and loved ones and enjoy some time away from the usual onslaught. So we're back to it. We're back to business. And I suppose, you know, for better or worse. And so here we are. Thanks for joining us and welcome. Merry belated Christmas. Now we're approaching New Year's. We are 5 days away from New Year's. But actually, it's less than that, isn't it? It's 4 days. And hours and minutes away, we are rapidly, we're clipping down. So I suppose we will dive in. I intended to play an extended clip from the recent Highwire episode, the December 15 episode. Episode 298 titled Bringing the Heat. And that was the episode that featured Edward Dowd and Aaron Seary, the attorney that works for ICANN, the Informed Consent Action Network. It's a pretty interesting episode. So before we talk about that, before we talk about the news and stuff, I think, you know, I'll do that. We'll do some news and things. But first, I suppose some announcements. Of course, we don't have to announce Christmas because, well, merry belated Christmas. Now we are, we will be closed for New Year's, which obviously is next Sunday and Monday. The first and second will be closed. And we have perhaps you've heard we are having a book drive, the John Stab Miller book drive. We are still in the midst of that for a couple more weeks, this week and next week. And at the moment, I'm flying blind. Last week's winner was, I'm not sure yet. And this week's book, not sure yet either, but we'll get to that. So okay. Winner will be announced later this evening of last week's book drawing. So congratulations to that. Oh, will be picked and announced later this evening. Congratulations to that person, whoever you may be. So now through January 8th, donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stab Miller himself. Winners announced every Sunday except for days like today and weekends where, you know, we're away for Christmas. Every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Do we know what time this evening? What show? And entrants who do not win a book carry over into the next week's drawing. That obviously is nearing coming to a close. We're down to the wire now. So congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, Sharon, Renee, and to be announced this evening. And then this week's book, not sure yet, but we will know soon. All donations are always much appreciated and gratefully received. Sounds a little strange, maybe, if I don't know what this week's book is or who last week's winner is. Be that as it may, still, truly, thank you to all for helping keep RBN going. It's because of you that this network exists, truly. So thank you. And I was doing the movie. I was remiss. The last broadcast was under extreme conditions and without power, so couldn't give you the list. Maybe I'll just announce the whole thing, the rest of it today. It's kind of interesting. My list was well. I suppose, you know, going back to the 22nd, the last day that we broadcast before we took a break from the 23rd to the 26th, my movies were A Charlie Brown Christmas. I wonder how far back I should go. So A Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then Saturday, Christmas Eve was Christmas Grace. That's kind of a fun story. And then Christmas Day for me, the Nativity Story, and then the Chuck Missler Christmas Story. You can watch it in two parts, part one and part two on YouTube, but you can also buy it or stream it from K House. And then yesterday, Chasing the Star, which is on YouTube. You know, since we're through the Advent, into the 12 days, the Epiphany kind of stuff, commemorating the feast of the, or the feast commemorating the Magi visiting the Christ child, is kind of the idea. Even though, you know, in celebrating that, some say obviously, well, we're not there yet. just kind of in keeping with the holidays. And today's movie, Heaven Sent, which you can watch on YouTube. So that's today's movie. And also, I guess might as well mention the rest of the movies, just in case. Why not, right? So, to round out my list, I have Heaven Sent today. This is the end of it. This is with the Chuck Missler double header on Christmas Day. It's a total of 53 movies. So, Heaven Sent today, I believe, is tomorrow's movie. The Perfect Gift is the 29th, Thursday. Friday, The Apartment. This is, you know, leading up to New Year's, obviously. The Apartment is kind of an interesting choice, I realize. Waterloo Bridge. No, I'm confused. I got one mixed up. I'll get back to you on that. I think we have a mix-up somewhere in that list. See, I can figure that out real fast. Okay. Yep. Mix up. So, the 29th, The Perfect Gift. The 30th, not The Apartment, The Gold Rush. Charlie Chaplin, 1925. These are interesting choices because, you know, as we approach New Year's, these last four actually feature Auld Lang Syne, among other things. Gold Rush is kind of an interesting choice. I mean, I went back and forth on some of these, but so Gold Rush, and then on Saturday, Waterloo Bridge, which again is kind of an interesting choice, and Sunday, The Apartment, 1960, Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine, right? Interesting choice, and what does that speak to, you know, the year to come? And then finally, Monday, January 2nd, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, 1936. Gary Cooper isn't quite the bumpkin everybody thinks he is. So, there's my list. That's not the whole list. I still need to publish the whole list. And I also have, I don't know, maybe this is worth talking about at some point, for, you know, people who get into these kinds of things. But there was a whole list of runners-up, Christmas runners-up, New Year's Eve runners-up, honorable mentions list. I mentioned some of those out of the gates that wouldn't make the list for obvious reasons, you know, not necessarily family-friendly, things like Die Hard, you know, for language, suggestive material, violence, that kind of stuff. Harvey is one that is an interesting movie, but obviously going through the Western esotericism stuff, particularly lately, no pukas make the list. Can't have pukas on the list. So, Happy New Year, Charlie Brown was another honorable mention. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Can't really do the buffoonery and the suggestive material again in a family list. The Big Chill is another one. Who was it that mentioned the preacher's wife and Portrait of Jenny. I forget who, which caller it was, mentioned that. But, you know, the Robert Nathan stuff doesn't make the list either for similar reasons that Harvey doesn't. And that's a discussion for later maybe. But I don't know. I'll have to publish the whole list at some point. So there's the movie stuff. And so back to business. How about some of the headlines? I suppose we'll do that because we can. I'm going to dive into the COVID stuff in a minute. Let me just say this. If you haven't listened to the Highwire episode 298, Bringing the Heat, it's worth listening to and probably circulating far and wide on this kind of stuff. And very fact-based, relatively pedestrian, as much as can be in the sense of the I would say high level, highly concentrated, fact-based output of the folks weighing in. I mean, these are subject matter experts. It's hard to dispute the expertise of someone like Edward Dowd. Aaron Seary obviously has been there on the front lines of the legal aspect of the COVID shenanigans. And so these are not, I would say, propaganda driven or opinion heavy sorts of pieces. You know, you listen to someone like Edward Dowd, who is very, very good at leaving opinion almost entirely out. You know, I would say as much as anyone could, he does a magnificent job of trying to stick to the facts and just leaving the discussion at the to the material facts. And that's not always easy when you're sifting through volumes of data like he has, but he does a good job of saying something happened, what happened. And this is my hypothesis, and I'm thinking that I'm right until someone comes up with a better explanation. And, you know, you put that together with the Aaron Seary interview. It's about 3 hours long, the whole episode. And so that's long. But you know what? I think it's worth it. And so you put together what Edward Dowd said with what Aaron Seary said. And it fits together pretty seamlessly. Same kind of way. Something happened. And the one thing, you know, the way that Asdell Bigtree and Edward Dowd are discussing it. And for example, Edward Dowd's book, Cause Unknown, as they are discussing this, Edward Dowd mentions that the explanation is ABV, they call it, anything but the vaccine. So, interesting. Anyway, the whole thing is worth listening to. I think we'll go through the headlines that you can find at Republic Broadcasting, some of which, a couple of which at least, correlate to this kind of discussion. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Crash through headlines real fast, shall we? You can find these headlines on republicbroadcasting.org. And so going through a few of those. Backing up, this was last week before we departed, last Thursday, headline. New York Times, how to talk to friends and family who share conspiracy theories. Fringe movements will persist. Here's how to help. And so the rebuttal, the anti-New York Times rebuttal, no matter how many shells the you didn't press our modifiers at us, we conspiracy theorists trademark, not only remain afloat, but et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is interesting because this comes right before everyone's supposed to gather. And so I think we did a good job of trying to make sure that we didn't do that going into the holidays, being, you know, confrontational and combative. That's not a good, that's not a long-term recipe for success around the holidays. And, you know, every effort is made to get us all fired up and frothy and excited. And it's challenging these days. There's no doubt about it. You know, you look at some of the books in bookstores and libraries and things like that, and you just have to say, can't shop here anymore. Can't do it. But, you know, where is the line drawn? You might say, but Chris, your movie list, you have some interesting. Yeah, I know where. And that's a point that is made, speaking of that, in the episode that I'm talking about, episode 298. I forget what the three things are. You know, one of them is influencing public opinion, that Del Bigtree and Aaron Seary discuss, you know, the cases they take on and why they do what they do. And how, you know, so one of the examples that Aaron Seary uses, I don't remember exactly the terminology, how it was couched, but he says, you know, as an example of how public opinion moves and this, you know, influences judges, you probably couldn't find anywhere in the Union in the 1800s where homosexuality would be normalized. I don't remember what he said from a legal standpoint, how he couched that, but, you know, he said that turn of the 20th century, 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, but what changed? And so, you know, we have this counterculture revolution, and there's been creep, and it's accelerating, obviously. So it's an interesting thing. And this is, you know, ultimately, if we don't get our wits about us, like yesterminute, then, you know, this already is a losing battle. You know, when you're fighting from a defensive posture, so to speak, on every front, eventually in a war of attrition, you can kind of see where that's going to go. Nonetheless, we press on, right? So this is another, some interesting headlines today, the year 2022, looking back, looking ahead, sort of reminds me of Edward Bellamy's infamous Looking Backward, 2000 to 1887, the utopian socialist propaganda piece, heavily plagiarized. Or was it, as I've said, you know, is it more a case of like automatic writing kind of stuff where everybody's influenced by the same, you know, spirit guides, and therefore, you know, writing or transcribing the same kind of stuff? I almost wonder. So Stephen Yates post from News with Views, the year 2022, looking back, looking ahead, kind of an interesting examination. We will discuss the headlines and move on when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back.
River running free, you know how.
All right, so from Stephen Yates' post over at News with Views, which you can find reposted again on RBN, the year 2022, looking back, looking ahead. Let's look ahead. According to Stephen Yates, looking ahead to 2023 and beyond, which will be here in less than 2 weeks, less than that now, right? Less than a week. Even if we don't especially dare or care to look, what can we expect? I would say, you know, one of the things that I would include on the list is that alt will continue to go mainstream and become establishment, but that's in keeping with a, some might say, oh, that's a good thing. Well, it may or may not be. I think it's in keeping with the Copernican revolutionary impetus. You know, for example, with news, young people are not watching Luciferian globalists like Walter Cronkite. They are in these alternative channels that are, you know, in places like social media, for example. And so that's the direction that's going. And ironically, there, you know, it's easier. I mean, we've all on this, in this environment, we're all probably familiar with the Sinclair Broadcasting gaffe. This is dangerous to our democracy, and all of those shenanigans. There's obviously control, you know, and then of course you have the Newswire issue and so on and so on. But the irony is, as things continue to push more into the digital sphere, so to speak, like news, it becomes much easier to control, especially if you understand how the tools work, the high leverage tools. So you can give the illusion through different packaging and things of you know, dissenting voices or whatever. Maybe this one seems different or whatever. And you can dial that in to an amazing degree. And the more that, you know, these big data tools and machine learning tools are employed, the more I would expect to see that nuanced in a way that is virtually undetectable, perhaps pun intended. Anyway, what can we expect according to Stephen Yates? Well, here are some things looking forward that he says. Expect the recession, as I mentioned. Expect more irrational deep state provocations against Russia, et cetera, et cetera. Realizing that the globalists have their underground bunkers will doubtless help us all sleep better at night. And, you know, mountaintop layers and things. Isn't it interesting what's happening? I mean, you know, I don't know, Jeff Bezos construction project or you know, Klaus Schwab and the crazy things that he said over the last couple of years. I think it's fascinating how we have, you know, or the crazy things that Bill Gates has said and done. We have arch supervillains in our midst, and they even look and sound like arch supervillains in many cases. And, you know, since we've been groomed on that kind of media and entertainment, I don't think people realize it or notice. It's been happening for generations. And interesting that we, you know, that feeling good bump in seems to find its way in. Always interesting. So expect more fear-mongering over variants, even though, you know, Omicron was a non-starter. And again, you know, the propaganda from eras gone by should have us looking more closely at these kinds of things, the naming of things. So just to explain further, Stephen Yates writes, because if your aim is to control behavior on a mass scale, fear-mongering works. Those who think the pandemic is over, quote-unquote, are probably kidding themselves. The same is true of those harboring doubts that the elites will find some excuse to lock down populations in the future. Think climate, carbon footprints, etc. Absolutely in the works. That's something that, you know, anybody that's paying attention has said from the outset of the pandemic stuff, the shenanigans. you know, the cyber nonsense, same kind of thing. Expect vaccine passports and central banking digital currency to continue to inch forward quietly. Expect political polarization to continue with sporadic outbreaks of violence when one side can gaslight and use lawfare to suppress the other without consequence. And it's interesting how those who should be holding the line emphatically, which gets back to this episode 298 thing that I'm talking about, the High Wire episode 298. You know, you wonder at what point do we have to say, no, it's not okay. I with all of the work that ICANN, the Informed Consent Action Network, has done, for example, with you know, folks like Aaron Seary, for instance, one wonders, at what point does Pfizer just get shut down? At what point is the criminal conspiracy, you know, at what point does that rise to the level of people need to be serving prison time and the company needs to be shut down permanently? And probably everyone in, you know, at a C-level needs to be blackballed if they're not in prison, which they probably should be because of the catastrophic wake, you know, of collateral damage. At what point do we start having that conversation? You know, at what point are people brought up on charges? There are, and you know, again, if you watch the interview, Del Bigtree interviewing Edward Dowd in the episode 298, the December 15 High Wire episode 298, Bringing the Heat. Edward Dowd addresses that, you know, Del Bigtree asked the question, something along the lines of, asked it a couple of ways, you know, are you the only one seeing this? And they continue to tease that out a little bit, as they say. And Edward Dowd basically says, you know, because of his background, he has seen corporate corruption and fraud, and the way it always works is once it becomes increasingly obvious that they're caught red-handed at the, you know, highest levels, they double down, they triple down. No one ever says, oh, okay, you got me. They have secret meetings with folks to try to re-earn and keep people's confidence, and there's more criminality and a more hardened, virulent kind of strain of that continues to persist. As the thing is, you know, as the chase is sort of winding up, where, you know, it's coming to a close and it's obvious you're about to be nabbed. What was the movie with Alec Baldwin, where he was the, you know, that kind of thing, where you keep having these press conferences and stuff and secret meetings with folks to, you know, maintain their loyalty and so forth. And the lies are so obvious, but the person is so convincing, and who wants to believe that they've been duped? Easier to fool a person than convince them they've been fooled, that kind of thing. Anyway, Edward Dowd says it always works like that. And so, I mean, with the collusion of media and regulatory agencies and, you know, third parties who have incredible hubris. Speaking of which, one of the headlines is Bill Gates' global takeover is official. And by Dr. Mercola, and also published over at Lou Rockwell, featuring Dr. Merrill Nass's interview of James Corbett, and you know, trying to understand what all of this crazy, you know, nonsense, the regulatory stuff that's being pushed, health regulatory stuff through the, you know, coming from the WHO in particular, or at least having the WHO as kind of the point of optics. And so we're, you know, and you can see how the COVID stuff, this whole, if we're not prepared to say, look, here's how it is kind of thing, especially in America. This reminds me of Joan Vion telling us before she passed away about the financial industry and what was going on when Bernie made off with the cash, and how the subprime contagion would, you know, the system collapses in on itself only to be saved by the globalist net. And we were told, well, you guys, like all of these countries that are not responsible enough to regulate themselves, well, it's not that we're not responsible enough. We've just adopted these suggestions from the bad guys that keep making bad suggestions, like the G30, the group of 30, international body accountable to no one, making these bad suggestions like mark-to-market accounting. Oops! Who could have seen that come? You know what? Maybe we should switch back. Too late. Damage done. $25 trillion evaporates from global liquidity or world liquidity, and $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. But we keep adopting these suggestions from these guys. And so it reminds me of that conversation when Joan Vion was saying they're going to keep bumping regulatory responsibility upstairs to these globalist bodies, which, or, you know, the one world kind of bodies centered in the UN, which includes the WHO, of course. And so, you know, there's that article. But I think that it's long past time for all of us to really step back and say, now hold on a second. And get our wits about us. And, you know, again, the irony is that our strength is our weakness, in a sense, in America. This, you know, this idea that we're a melting pot. And now we're coming to the point where I think the reality should be setting in that none of us, very, very few of us, are actually familiar with, for example, our founding documents. Who uses the appropriate language? You know, are they constitutional rights, or are they rights enumerated in the first 10 amendments? Does, you know, are rights issued from the Constitution, or are powers, government powers, you know, and how does that work, and how has that been flipped? And we've had folks tell us and articulate it very well. We played clips for recently, for example, of Walter E. Williams telling us how that actually works and how it's been flipped through administrative hijinks in the administrative fourth branch. Where, you know, maybe we should play that again, actually. But we don't, you know, most people don't understand the discussion and don't understand how the money system works and don't understand the Ponzi scheme nature of our the central banking scheme, the so-called fractional, so-called reserve system. Don't understand that the Federal Reserve itself is not a part of the federal government by its own admission. Don't understand that the dollar, so-called, it's not really a dollar, but the Federal Reserve note that masquerades as a dollar has no value. It has zero value, even according to the Federal Reserve. It has purchasing power. The value is imaginary. How does it work? Belief. There's that belief thing again. Everyone believes it has value, even though the Federal Reserve admits it has zero value. It has purchasing power, which is the form of a thing, but not the substance of a thing. And therefore, who determines? What determines what purchasing power it has? Fiat, as I say. Stick around, we'll be right back.
And I've got a special announcement. Red Pill Politics, Republic of Texas Radio, and Republic Broadcasting have put together a live broadcast day on January 1st, 2023, all day long.
All right, on New Year's Day, I don't want you to get too hammered on New Year's Eve, because I want you to be able to get up as bright-eyed, bushy-tailed as you can, because we're going to have a very special broadcast live on New Year's Day. We haven't got all of the arrangements and all the special guest interviews and all the fun quite packaged together yet, but we're well on our way. You're going to hear some great hosts here at RBN. You're going to hear some great interviews, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be fun.
After New Year's Eve, tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours.
Welcome back. let's get through this headline stuff. I, you know, would like to play the Walter Williams clip, but maybe we'll do that in the second hour because I think it's good stuff. How many people could articulate it that clearly? So, you know, like I said, the money stuff, we labor under these illusions. One of, you know, again, speaking of the episode 298, one of the things that Del Bigtree comes back to is, you know, all these doctors say, well, you know, the science proves, and it's interesting how we are sort of neutralized, and there's a pun in there as well, by these studies that seem to indicate that the data sort of cancels itself out. You know, someone like Henry Lai publishes a story that, or a study that says, yes, you know, we were commissioned by Motorola to investigate to see if this wireless, these wireless signals are harmful to human physiology, so to speak. And yes, it actually is. Oh, wait, no, there are these other studies that seem to contradict that. As long as you can, you know, manage to get that, find some kind of equilibrium where you have studies that show, you know, that counteract the stuff that really informs our discretion, so to speak, then everybody says, well, you know, who can say, and therefore we might as well go along with the Bernaysian establishment toe. Why try to swim upstream? Because you're just making life difficult for yourself, and then eventually you gain widespread adoption. That's exactly what Edward Bernays disclosed. That's how it works. And, you know, you mix in a few experts and stuff, and so, and that's what's happened. Del Bigtree says, you know, they talk to doctors occasionally when the opportunity presents itself. They pull these guys aside privately and say, you know, the guy says, well, no, the studies, and they say, there are none. Here are the lawsuits where we have sued to have the studies disclosed to us, and there are none. CDC specifically, you know, claimed, well, we have studies. Nope. Turns out there are none. And they're always, you know, if there are any, they're manufactured and doctored to present a narrative that doesn't exist, or in fact the opposite of what actually is true. So how many people in America know that and understand the reality of that? If we could get to that and we could get better at the telephone game, who knows what could happen? But we have to set aside the lies and love the truth, and that portends big things. Big things. That's part of the spiritual battle, I would say. That's it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.